USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. President Joe Biden talking election integrity in Washington Wednesday night. Biden drawing a parallel between the attack on Paul Pelosi and the violence of the January 6th insurrection. The president condemning the rise in violence since the emboldened mob, which he said was, quote, whipped up on Donald Trump's big lie of a stolen election.
Lies repeated over and over to generate a cycle of anger, hate, vitriol, and even violence. In this moment, we have to confront those lies with the truth. The very future of our nation depends on it.
The White House had to make changes on their Twitter account.
The White House says it deleted a tweet crediting President Biden for Social Security increases because it was incomplete. The tweet said seniors are getting the largest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years due to President Biden's leadership. A fact-checking note from Twitter pointed out that the increase was due to the annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on the inflation rate, before the tweet was deleted. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to the aforementioned rate hike at the closing bell, the Dow losing 505 points. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Elon Musk on Wednesday shot back at Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after she ridiculed his plan to charge $8 a month for Twitter users to receive a verified blue checkmark. LMAO at a billionaire earnestly trying to sell people on the idea that free speech is actually an $8 per month subscription plan. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted Tuesday after Musk announced the overhaul. Musk responded to her tweet telling her, "Your feedback is appreciated. Now pay $8. Despite the criticism, he says the plan will remain. This is USA Radio News.
Michael Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
One of the most senior Democrats in the House of Representatives on Wednesday demanded to know why the Capitol Police did not do more to prevent the attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, at their San Francisco home last week, and questioned what the agency was doing to improve security for members of Congress and their families. Representative Zoe Lofgren, Democrat of California and the chairwoman of the Administrative Committee, questioned several of the department's policies and practices. The department has previously reported to the committee that the speaker receives the most threats of any member of Congress. Ms. Lofgren questioned why the Capitol Police had not entered into a formal agreement with the San Francisco Police for a card to be posted 24 hours a day outside the Pelosi residence, as had been the practice in months after the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. President Joe Biden talking election integrity in Washington Wednesday evening. President Biden drew a parallel between the attack on Paul Pelosi and the violence of the January 6th insurrection. The president condemned the rise in violence since the emboldened mob and urged voters to stand united against it.
We must, with an overwhelming voice, stand against political violence and voter intimidation, period. Stand up and speak against it. We don't settle our differences in America with a riot, a mob, or a bullet, or a hammer. We sell them peaceably at the ballot box.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.